guys are always asking why I only show half of my face, and then if I do show my face, you're always asking what happened to your eye, what happened to your face. And that's fine. It's who I am. It's part of my face, so I don't mind. But I wanted to kind of make a video about it so that maybe it would answer you guys' questions. I was 12 years old, and my grandma, the grandma that you guys know, picked me up from my friend's house and was taking me home. And on the way home, she passed out. We still to this day do not know what happened. I was told growing up that she OD'd and that that was what caused the accident. However, I just found out this year in her medical records that she did not, and that that wasn't the case. So that's really hard for me because I had a lot of animosity over the years, feeling like she put my life in jeopardy on purpose. I mean, I wasn't wearing a seatbelt, but anyways, so we ran off the road into a rock bluff, and it was just her and I in the vehicle. I was in the passenger seat without a seatbelt. I went through the windshield, which is why you see all the scars on my face, and then the impact threw me back into the vehicle. And so I dislocated my hip, broke my ankles, and my heels. It was a long recovery process. My grandma was never the same after the accident. She had one or two strokes after that because of blood clots from her hip replacements because she broke both of her hips. If you have scar cream recommendations, let me know. I'm willing to try. I have had so many surgeries, you guys. I have had so many skin grafts. My ear in front and back, like, is what makes up this eyelid. I have considered microdermabrasion. I don't know. I feel like as I get older and it gets wrinklier, maybe it'll just blend in. My eyebrows, I get microbladed because they are uneven because of how they sewed me back. Because when I went through the windshield and then came back in, it took me from here all the way up to here. It literally went boop with my forehead. So then when they sewed me up, they didn't get me perfectly even. They did a great job, but they didn't get me perfectly even. So my eyebrows are uneven. And then, like, I don't have much sensation in my forehead, which is super weird. Anyways, let me know if you have any more questions. I love you guys.